weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, first day of August 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to mention that this segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. We are doing everything we can to sell out that inventory in the old warehouse. If you haven't taken advantage of it yet, please do so. Just go to MyPillow.com. Purchase anything you want, go ahead, put it into the cart, go to checkout, put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space, hit apply, see how much savings you get, free shipping on all orders over $100, 50, 60, 70, up to 80% off some of the items in the old warehouse. If you'd like that information, just text me MP for my pillow. And I'll send you the information for the website, the promo code, and also the 800 number. If you don't want to do it online, you actually want to talk to a person, then you can call them on the 800 number. The Trucker Randy promo code will be automatically in the screen, ready to go based on whatever you order. We're going to talk to Ian Murphy about this ruling by the Supreme Court. We're going to talk to him about it on Tuesday, Election Day, this coming Tuesday, August 6th. Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association came out with a statement. This Supreme Court decision is unconstitutional. Whoa. Basically saying that what the Michigan Supreme Court ruled is unconstitutional. Does that mean that they're going to appeal this decision all the way to the United States Supreme Court? Because if they do that, that will be, number one, delaying this ruling from taking effect February 21st of 2025, number one. Number two, it'll be very expensive. Basically, you're appealing the decision all the way to the United States Supreme Court to overturn a Michigan Supreme Court's decision 4-3. 4-3. And do you know the four Supreme Court justices that voted for this garbage have never been a judge before? They have never been on a bench before in their lives and rendered this opinion. And if you look at the breakdown of the story and the dissent opinion and the statements made by Zara, this is absolutely appealable. Based on what both the Democrat Chief Justice Elizabeth Clement said point blank, state this statement. Nothing in Article 2, Section 9 of the Michigan State Constitution restricts the legislature from doing what they did. As tempting as it might be to step into this breach, this court lacks the power and the authority to create restrictions out of whole cloth, meaning basically out of thin air. Zara absolutely criticized the majority, writing, as the employment of law of this state statutory language that was neither approved by the legislature nor voted on by the people. The court is not vindicating the people's rights to direct democracy, nor is it respecting the proper role of the legislature. Folks, this could end up going all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. And during the break, I got a text message. You have to understand, also, when you go to restaurants, bring some cash with you. Because if you use a debit card or credit card to pay your bill and simply add the tip onto the credit card or debit card, they don't get paid at the end of the night. The waitress, the waiter, the bartender does not get paid at the end of the night those monies. Those monies get processed through the credit card company, which charges 3%. And then the owner, and I'm going to verify this with Ian Murphy, at the end of the week, when they give them their paycheck, includes those tips that you use to pay with your credit card or debit card. They get paid those tips with their regular minimum wage paycheck. If you tip them in cash, it does not get charged the 3% credit card fee, and they get to keep that money at the end of the night, which most of them rely on to buy groceries the next day for their families, pay their bills. So just keep that in mind. If you're going to go to a restaurant, you can't get to any restaurant out there per couple, two people, ranges anywhere from $40 to $50. So if you're going to tip 20%, bring $10 bill with you. Hand them a $10 bill. Don't put it on the credit card. So that's something that you have to figure out. Absolutely got to figure that out. But I think this may get appealed all the way to the Supreme Court. We'll have to wait and see what Ian Murphy thinks after he has time to review it. Now, another component to this, in this Supreme Court ruling, is how Michigan's current $10.33 an hour minimum wage will increase to $12.05 to $12.30 an hour, and that tip workers will see their base wages go up from $3.93 an hour to $5.90 an hour starting this February 21st, 2025, under Michigan's Supreme Court ruling. However, the tipped wage phase out will be over 5 years. But the bottom line is, by 2030, all employees will be around $15 an hour as their minimum wage, based on calculations from the decision issued by the Michigan Supreme Court. Again, the ruling that the legislature doesn't have the constitutional authority to adopt a ballot initiative and then immediately amend it, which is what the Republicans did. In addition, the Supreme Court laid out an implementation schedule that mirrors what the framers of the ballot initiatives basically had in mind and adjusted for inflation. So basically, the Michigan Supreme Court made a law that they're not capable of doing. The framers of the petition initiative envisioned a $10 minimum wage going into effect 205 days after its adoption. That's what they actually put in the petition language. Well, the Supreme Court likewise maintained that 205 days provision in their decision, thereby making February 21st of 2025 the enforcement date. So basically, a $10 minimum wage today is actually $12.29, according to an online inflation calculator used by MERS News Service, which is who I'm getting the story from. The inflation rate used to set the wage will actually be calculated by Michigan's Department of Treasury. And they are still reviewing the Supreme Court's decision, according to their spokesperson. Supreme Court's ruling stated that tip wage earners in the first year of the One Fair Wage Initiative was to be increased by 48% of the current minimum wage. The percentage will gradually increase until it reaches 100% of the minimum wage in the year 2030, which is basically a five-year plan is what they're doing. So what does that mean for tip workers? Well, it'll go from the current $3.93 an hour to $5.90 in 2025, $7.85 an hour in 2026, and continue until they reach $15 an hour in 2030. Now, folks, I got to ask you this very simple question. You're a small mom-pa diner, or maybe a larger scale restaurant like the Iron Pig Smokehouse Ian Murphy owns in Gaylord. Currently, he's paying the staff, let's call it $4 an hour, just to make this easy. So you can go from $4 an hour to basically $6 an hour starting in February. 50% increase per worker. Then you're almost doubling it the next year in 2026 to $7.85 from four to basically eight. Doubling the hourly wage they make, even if they're not serving food. They're not waiting on customers. Well, I can tell you one thing. As soon as your last table is served for your shift, let's say you're working lunch. If I was the owner, you're off the clock. You're done. What's that going to do to that person's station? Those three, four, five tables that they have been utilizing to serve food to people. They're going to walk away. Somebody is going to have to come in and bus and clean those tables. Waitresses, waiters normally now clean up their own station, their own work area, the tables they've been serving. That's how they do it. They also go and help clean up the serving station, like where the cooks push the food. They restock ice in the ice machine. They fill up the utensils, your napkins rolled up with forks, knives, and spoons. How many times have you walked into a restaurant after lunch, after the lunch rush, and you see waitresses sitting there taking napkins and rolling up the spoons, forks, and knives and putting a banner around them? You see it all the time. Well, guess what? It's not going to pay them to do that. Can't afford it. So basically what you're looking at from an actual operational standpoint, somebody who's actually worked in a restaurant, somebody who knows exactly what these people do, they're not going to do those jobs anymore. So who's going to be left to do them? The owner of the restaurant? The cook? The busboy? Somebody's got to do it. Now, even though they admit that these numbers are rough estimates, the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity and the state treasurer are working together to calculate the official inflationary adjustments to the minimum wage, which will be released at a later time. Labor Economic Opportunity spokesperson Jason Moon said, "We are committed to collaborating with the labor and business communities and provide an educational outreach to ensure a thorough understanding and smooth implementation of yesterday's court rulings," Moon said. On top of that, guess what else small businesses get hit with? The new paid sick leave policy, which now provides for all employees 1 hour of paid sick leave for every 30 hours they work. This also will go into effect starting February 21st of 2025. Under the new policy, an employee can use up to 72 hours, or roughly equivalent of 9 8-hour days, as paid sick leave a year. This is 9 days a year on top of whatever other days they take off. The One Fair Wage president who did the ballot initiative, President Sarah Jerriman, said this is a great day for the more than 494,000 workers in Michigan who are going to be getting a raise. We have finally prevailed over the corporate interests who tried everything they could to prevent all workers, including restaurant workers, from being paid a full fair wage with tips on top, said Jerriman. You know what you just did, Sarah? Honestly, you just caused some workers to lose their jobs. What you just caused was many of our small mom-pa operations to shut their doors once and for all. They survived COVID. Some of them didn't. The China virus wiped out many restaurants in our areas, especially up here in northern Michigan. But now you factor in these additional costs to these small businesses. The only way they're going to keep their doors open, folks, is very simple. Right now, it's averaging between $15 and $20 a person when you go out to eat. Well, guess what? It's going up to $30 to $40 a person. A couple goes out to dinner, almost any restaurant in Michigan, it's going to cost you probably between $60 and $80 to go to dinner. You know what's going to happen? We're staying at home, sweetie. I'm cooking dinner tonight. It's that simple. As a matter of fact, I see more men getting involved in cooking instead of leaving it up to just the wife, because they have to work too to pay the bills. Well, now that we're staying home and eating in at the house now, more people are going to have to step up and cook. Because the nights that you used to take mom out for a dinner, especially a Friday night, you're not going to be able to afford to do it. So guess what, guys? You're cooking for sure on Friday nights because you're not going to the restaurants. And even if you get something like carryout, let's say it's Chinese food or pizza, those prices are going up. Why? Because they have to pay 9 days a year for people to stay home, take the day off, and get paid. Well, this Sarah Jerriman said the ruling means Michigan will be now the 8th state and the very first east of the Mississippi River to end the separate tip wages for minimum wage workers, and the first state in more than 40 years to actually get paid sick days for their workers. They have no idea how this is going to affect our economy and our small businesses, but they're celebrating it. Bottom of the hour news, final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. The executive board of the United Auto Workers Union voted Wednesday afternoon to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris in her 2024 White House.